More than just a communications network and global highway, water for the Dutch was also a sea of riches. Herring, cod, whales, polder that became farmland, and salt, the vital preservative. Flooding itself became a weapon, used to trap or keep out Spanish troops when Dutch generals retreated behind their inner waterline. Leiden University, in 1600, established a school for fortification engineers that taught water warfare. Not surprisingly, a Hollander invented a powerful type of fire engine, pipes as thick as a person's thigh, powered by pumps able to throw water 300 paces. But water was not the only source of Dutch power. By filling the sails of the world's largest merchant marine, estimates ranged from 6,000 ships to an unlikely 10,000, wind also drove the single most important element of the Dutch economy. Flat and breezy Holland also harnessed air currents to drive the machinery of several thousand windmills. Following the 17th century updating of the camshaft and crankshaft, these workhorses attained a surprising sophistication. The first Dutch oilseed grinding mill was established in 1582, the first paper mill in 1586, and the first timber sawing mill in 1592. By the early 18th century, the best mills were equipped with automatic regulators that controlled the speed of rotation, adjusted the pitch of the fan blades for maximum power at a given wind speed, and oriented the fan so that it faced directly into the wind. 51 Alkmaar mills used for drainage could pump out water at a combined rate of 1,000 cubic meters per minute, the volume equivalent of a swimming pool 100 feet long and wide and 5 feet deep. In the Zaan, Europe's principal industrial district, nearly 1,000 windmills powered large-scale shipbuilding, as well as the precursors of the food, paper, and timber works still located there. By the mid-18th century, as commercial and military power passed to industrializing Britain and populous France, Holland's importance in trade and production was waning. Dutch seamanship, fisheries, and shipbuilding all had lost their earlier reputations by 1750. Specialists in Dutch history offer many explanations. Some have emphasized war and rivals' mercantilist economic policies, the cumulative damage done to Dutch trade routes and maritime capacity by the late 17th century and 18th century wars with France, together with the tariffs or outright prohibitions imposed by many countries on certain foreign goods, all of which hurt Dutch industries and shipping. The diffusion of Dutch technical expertise across Europe was also a problem. So was the reorientation of many Hollanders toward investments rather than hands-on commerce, seamanship, or engineering. Most historians agree that Dutch maritime and technical endeavors became less likely to innovate, and the British in particular moved ahead. Moreover, the Republic had negligible coal and iron deposits, whereas well-supplied Britain was about to knit the two together in the Industrial Revolution. Coal, iron, and the steam engine overwhelmed the windmills that had been so advanced two centuries earlier. The British era dated from 1763 and the defeat of France after 7 years of war. Coal was already putting its dusty fingerprints on Britain's economic future. Indeed, one scholar calls that prowess notable enough that an early coal-fired First Industrial Revolution took place in the England of the 17th century. No other 18th century nation remotely matched Britain in coal resources and knowing what to do with them. Mines in northern England had begun shipping substantial cargoes to London by sea during the reign of Queen Elizabeth. Despite its acrid smoke, coal was used for heat and to assist in glassmaking, brickmaking, dyeing, ironworking, and metallurgy. In mining regions, it frequently replaced wood, which was becoming scarce and cost 2 to 3 times more. By 1700, England burned 2.5 million tons of coal each year, the great bulk of Europe's consumption. To one French visitor in the 1720s, coal was the soul of English manufactures for serving so many trades and domestic purposes elsewhere, still fueled by wood. The major innovations that made coal the grand enabler of industry were all British. Blacksmith Thomas Newcomen developed the first steam engine, installed in 1712 to pump water from a coal mine. In 1769, James Watt built a pump that was much more powerful and thus usable in all kinds of factories, not just mines with nearly free coal at hand. In the 1780s, the development of the puddling and rolling processes consummated the ability to smelt pig iron with coke, coal baked to burn off impurities, which made possible the shift of furnaces and foundries from remote forests to what would become large industrial districts near coal fields.